This recording, Bangladesh 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was a strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were now futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I was born in Dhaka, Bangladesh, and my family lives in Bangladesh. I have one brother, and my parents live there, and I also have a family over here. I have my wife and my 5-year-old kid living with me here, so that's all with me. Anything else? My family here in the United States? Oh no, they're dependent on me because I'm getting paid from the grad school. So they are not allowed to do anything. My wife is not allowed to do work, so she's just right now taking care of my kid. And she's also going to start her education next semester. So probably she would be a student also from the next semester. And my kid, he's just going to the Hillcrest School, that's all. Yeah, he's 5. It's hard to remember because in our country, you were taught English from the preschool. So it was when I see my kid learning the English for the first time here, he went to the preschool at the age of 4 during the last year, but it was kind of similar, but our accent was a very different, that's a different story, and I stress my kid a lot to learn how to read it, he can read storybooks now, that is for the kids ages 5 or something like that. I wasn't that good in reading English at the time, and mainly the accent, but in our country also they put a lot of stress on the grammar and other stuff, so I really don't remember my first interaction with the English, but there were some issues when I was a teenager with a lot of English grammar stuff, but I think that's pretty common in the school. That's it.